The epistle is taken from the first letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, understand, for it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. The night is far advanced and the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly as in the day, and not in revelry and drunkenness, not in debauchery and wantonness, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the gospel. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and moon and the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations, bewildered by the roaring of the waves and the sea, men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things that are coming on the world. For the powers of heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your head, because your redemption is at hand." And then he spoke to them a parable. "Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now put forth their buds, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, the first Sunday of Advent, the church for the reading here of the epistle talks about casting off the darkness. Let us lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Remember that Advent is a penitential season. It is violet. We wear violet vestments. And there is a penance associated with Advent. We are preparing for the coming of our Lord. Now, liturgically, we celebrate that, commemorate His first coming, of course, on Christmas, December 25th. But as the Gospel tells us, we should also be thinking about the coming of our Lord at the end of time. Or, you know, really, and then the other thing is at the end of our life, where we will all meet Him soon, one way or the other. And so during this season, if you notice, we wear violet vestments. There's no flowers on the altar. There's no lace on the altar cloths. It's very plain and simple. The alb Father's wearing is plain in order to symbolize this little time of penance to prepare for Christ. Now, remember, the penance of Lent is different. That's when we turn away from our sins. We make up for our sins. And here, what we're doing is not so much concentrating on making up for our sins, but trying to turn towards our Lord, to make His place greater in our life. Now, St. Paul talks about light and darkness. Let us put off the works of darkness. And that is that symbolism of light and darkness is used all throughout the scriptures. We talk about it in the Creed, right? Christ, God from God, light from light. He is the light. We talk about it, it's in the last gospel of St. John. We read it at every Mass about the light. St. John was not the light, but he was to give testimony of the light. That was the true light, which enlightened every person in the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The world is in darkness. That darkness is anything not of God. Everything not of God is darkness. Now, we use this symbolism of light and dark in general, in the world. Our society is in darkness, and Christ should enlighten that. And this is a constant struggle throughout all history. The darkness of society and the world against the light of Christ. Sometimes when we talk about this light and dark, that's all people think about is the terrible things in the world and how we have to overcome it. But during this season of Advent, especially this reading here in the Romans, it's not talking about society and the world. It's talking about the darkness where? in the heart. My darkness. And that darkness is everything that is not of the light. Now that can be sin. And St. Paul talks about sins, revelry and drunkenness, debauchery and wantonness, that is, inordinate desires, strife and jealousy, that would be anger and envy, and these things. The seven capital vices, every one of us has a special temptation by the capital vices, and that's the darkness. But it can also mean just attachment to any sin. Not mortal sins, but even venial sins. Maybe just little white lies or anything like that. Little gossip. Gossip can be mortally sinful or venially sinful. Attachment to any sin. But not just sin, but actually imperfection. Things that aren't sinful, but don't put Christ first in our life. Don't focus us on Christ. And these are little time wasters. Checking the internet, checking Facebook or your mail inordinately, always looking at these things. It might not be sinful at all. But maybe our heart is attached to that, looking at Facebook or whatever the latest internet craze is. Anything like that. It's not sinful. But are we putting Christ first in our life? Checking the news. It's good to keep on top of the news, but to check it all the time, read it and listen to it in the car, could we not be doing something more profitable? This is the darkness. It is not of God. Therefore, it is the darkness. And now is the time that the church asks us to spend a few weeks to specifically look at our lives. And where is it that I am spending time? Maybe I'm not enslaved by mortal sin. But what else can I do? Christ is the light that comes into the world. Are we really turned towards Him? And this is for everyone, myself included. Father, we all are supposed to do this. Think about how much time we waste. How else can I put Christ first? The darkness in my heart. There's a very good little prayer. You know, in the church, we have all these little prayers like, Jesus, let my heart be like unto thine. There's a prayer in reference to the darkness. Jesus, cast the darkness out from my heart. And that covers everything. If a person is enslaved to mortal sin, it covers that. If a person is attached to a venial sin, it covers that. If a person is even has a tendency to just some time-wasting imperfection, it covers that. Anything that is not of Christ, it covers. And it also covers the things that we are not even aware of. Jesus, cast the darkness out from my heart. Cast out the darkness. Sometimes you hear these things, sometimes people refer to unknown unknowns. We're so ignorant sometimes, we don't even know what we don't know. You can know what you don't know. That's called a known unknown. And then there's unknown unknowns. I don't even know what I don't know. And that is the heart sometimes. I don't even know all the darkness that's in my heart. All those little things that I am attached to. Again, they might not be sinful. That are in the place of Christ. Lord, cast out the darkness. Cast out the darkness from my heart. It is a powerful prayer. Do it during Mass, after the consecration, when you receive communion, when you're tempted. If you do have an enslavement to a mortal sin, it's a powerful remedy to temptation. If you do adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, just sit before our Lord, kneel before Him, cast out the darkness from my heart. This is what we are supposed to be doing during this season of Advent. We're supposed to be preparing for the coming of Christ. Unfortunately, that sometimes is too much just associated with the decorations, the trees, the material things. And that is good to do, and we should do that. But we should also be really concentrating on the more important thing, my heart. My heart. So, during this short Advent, it's only 3 weeks long this year, ask our Lord to show you the little things that you put in His place, the darkness that's in your heart. But also, in general, just pray. Pray that the light would come and that He would cast out the darkness so that you would be able to prepare yourself to celebrate the commemoration of His first coming at Christmas, but also prepare yourself to encounter, to meet Him at the end of your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.